So here's the thing, entrepreneurs, leaders, salespeople, we all want to create consistent, repeatable, and scalable ways to grow our business and our income. And we want to do it better, faster, and more seamlessly. Why? So we can actually enjoy our lives, take vacations, and spend the quality time that we want with the people that we love. How do we do all this without spending a fortune or running ourselves ragged? That's the big question, and this show is dedicated to the answer. Hey, thanks so much for stopping and taking a quick look at this video. If you are like me as a business person, as a spouse, as a father, as a friend, the thing that stopped me forever from having the joy and the satisfaction of being an entrepreneur was getting organized. When I do events all the time, I'll ask, how many of you are as organized as you want to be in your business? And literally no hand goes up. And then I say, but what happens if you finally, once and for all, even if your personality type is a high I, you finally get organized? And everybody says the same thing. I double my business. I say, but what else? They say, just my life would be better. I would be less erratic, less emotional. It just feels like it'd be more by design, which is why this year, we decided to come out with a new event called Operations Edge. You've heard about Marketing Edge, you've heard about Sales Edge, you've heard about the Summit, you've heard about all these events we do, and yet this one is near and dear to my heart because it's the difference that makes the difference. Selling and persuasion, great learned skills, marketing is an absolute must. If it's not organized, if it's not operationalized, you know what it does? You go rich, poor, rich, poor, rich, poor. And I know you've experienced it. I know I have in my own business. So to help us do that, I've asked a longtime friend, someone 30 plus years in the business, who has been a site salesperson, been a residential agent, has managed offices, has been a sales trainer, is a coach for us, owns his own brokerage. He has traveled all over the world teaching a lot of these strategies, both through his own agents and at our events. And he's crystallized it into a brand new event called Operations Edge. So Jeff, Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Yeah. Excited about the opportunity.
Totally pumped.
I know this is a big question, but it's going to be what's on everybody's mind. Like in your 30 plus years of experience, what are the two or three biggest problems that this event like faces that helps solve?
I see coaching and training agents that they're so close to having a very highly successful business, but they don't get there because of really three reasons. Mm-hmm. Number one is they're running their business based on their memory, not their checklist. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, we have so many thoughts and they're like, I'll get to that one day, or they're driving home thinking, I'm going to call, I need to call my past customers. Mm-hmm. It's just a thought that goes through their head and it's in and out, instead of having a system, a checklist, something to remind them to stay in touch.
Yes.
Second thing that I see is so many times they don't have a vision. They don't have a plan. Mm-hmm. So when they don't have a plan or a vision, they have no consistency. Nothing's repeatable in this business. So that's why they're always stressed out about where their next sale is going to be, where they're going to get a listing. It's just what you mentioned, the real estate roller coaster. Yep. They don't have a plan in place to guide them to where they need to be.
So I want to stop. I want to be clear. You're saying that the biggest challenge is they work from memory versus a checklist. And can somebody with a personality type of like a high I, like you or I, or a D, who's not a natural S and C, and if you don't know what that means, you should Google it, can they go from to checklist?
Absolutely. It's because of the checklist. They need the recipe. They need the plan. It's kind of, they're kind of like, just show me what to do and I'll do it. And when they see it, then it's so much clearer. And then they know where to go back to.
But Jeff, I got into this business because I wanted freedom, man. I didn't want anybody to tell me what to do. I wanted to just go see houses.
And how's that working? How's that working for you?
Yeah.
You know, because the real problem that those problems cause is that they have the worst life balance in this business, right? We get in this thinking we're going to have all this free time, all this money and all, everything will be perfect. But at the end of the day, they're stressed out. They're worried when they're at work. They're worried and feeling guilty because they're not at home or taking time off. And then when they finally take time off or go home, they're all wigged out thinking about work. It's terrible. It's a vicious cycle that they need to understand they've got to get out of.
And does operationalizing your business solve that including sort of the psychology of how most people operate.
Totally. Because you, when you're working off a plan, when you, it gives you confidence, it gives you structure, mm-hmm. it gives you a path to go. And then what doesn't happen is, I mean, look, in this industry, we're full of financial stress, relationship problems,
yeah.
And just the high failure rate in this business mm-hmm. comes from all these things. They're so close. They just need to have more systems in place. They need to have a better schedule.
Yeah.
They need to follow that. At the end of the day, we're starting something here that's unique. It's how to run a successful business, not just leads, manage, transaction
yeah.
kind
yeah.
of.
Yes. So here's the question. Like, this sounds like it's for the veteran who is 15 years in the business, who, you know, has a base of business, and they're just not getting the most out of it.
Right.
Is that the case?
It's for the agent that's plateaued, that maybe is that they're cruising along mm-hmm. and maybe they're working too much. Mm-hmm. How do you do more and work less? That's yeah. who it's for.
Now, that promise has been talked about a lot. Is this the event that, like, I know it,
right?
I know it, but is systems and checklist and process and organization really the solution to work less, make more?
Absolutely.
Is there another way?
I feel like there's that this is a business sometimes that they're mentally in it 60 to 70 hours a week
yeah.
when we could get this done in 20 or 30 hours.
For sure.
If we had the same thing, the same thing happens basically every transaction. And then every deal is like new drama, problem. It's all over the place.
That's the memory thing.
Right. And just winging it. You know, they got notes and stuff in their pocket, and then they're just kind of winging it again at a high level. And they're going to learn how to be better business owners, operators, so that they can have a profitable business mm-hmm. that is duplicatable. And at the same time, we're going to deliver on that guarantee about doing more in less time.
So for my friend that's watching, we're only going to do this event twice, right? Twice in 2020. I don't want to screw this up.
Yeah.
The two locations are Los Angeles, California, March 11th and 12th.
Get ready.
Chicago, April 21st and 22nd. So only twice, which, by the way, as the CEO of the company, I know why we're only doing it twice. Though I think the market would demand this probably 50 or 60 times because of the number of people that are selling homes, right? That are doing well. And even new agents that are coming from a more professional background that want to step in and have that same experience, or the veteran, the broker, the agent who's going to bring their assistant to this and have them work together. Like, I think the need is enormous.
Totally.
So we know these two are going to sell out. For our coaching clients and just for our friends that want to join us, what am I going to get when I leave? Like, what am I walking away from with this event? Like, I know it's 2 days and it's experimental or experiential. Yeah. We're going to be working on stuff, but give us like a little understanding of like what's going to happen there.
First off, you're going to walk away with a workbook, a playbook of mm-hmm. these systems and checklists. We're also going to make them where they can be editable, where you can add things to them. It does, not everything fits in your market or in your business or whatever.
So I'm going to get a workbook and an electronic version.
We're going to do our...
The answer is just
yes.
Right. So ready? So I'm going to get a workbook and an electronic version of the systems?
Yes.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
So we can customize, right? Market
totally.
By market,
totally.
Right? Versus, you know, one size fits all.
And you know, the company has done so many surveys. The biggest problems mm-hmm. that agents have is time management.
Yep.
So we're going to go through your perfect day, realistically what happens in your life. Mm-hmm. Then we're going to design the perfect week and then the perfect month.
Yes.
And we're going to plan out their marketing plan. We're going to plan out their business plan mm-hmm. so that everything, they're going to walk out of there and we want them referencing this for the rest of the year. Not just something that they did and shoved in their desk and never looked at again. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a working playbook for them for the rest of the year in their business.
So I'm going to call out the obvious. This doesn't sound like a fun seminar.
Here's what we've determined.
Do you know what I mean? Sales
no,
edge,
I know. Yeah,
we're like
the
Bruce
word,
Lee
like, oh, yeah.
and marketing guys. Like, oh my God, I'm gonna roll these Facebook ads. I'm gonna do all these videos, right? This is like, roll up my sleeves, grab my calculator, you know, get my laptop out, look at this checklist.
But we're gonna do the hard work for 2 days and it's gonna make everything better. And you know what also we need to realize is that when we create a better experience internally during a transaction in our office, the customer gets a better experience. And then what does that mean? That means more referrals, more business. It just flows so much easier instead of being wonky. Yeah. It's kind of, I think a real estate's career sometimes is like a car with three wheels. It's kind of working, and then it's yeah. like this.
A little bouncy at times.
We're going to have that thing smooth, flying along like yeah. a Tesla.
So the promise is I'm going to get this workbook. I'm going to get this, these systems, these checklists. And we're talking about everything from like, you know, listing launch
totally.
To, you know, to your direct mail campaign, to, you know, your past client centers of influence follow up, yep. like everything by design,
yep.
but again, customizable.
And it's going to be the best of the best. This is what the top agents are using.
Yeah.
So this is not theory. This has been proven. These are things that work. And then again, you can change, add, edit, do what you need when it comes to your business.
So what happens to the person who really is, and I, you know, again, I'm using just this personality type as a point of reference. Like I'm a high I,
right.
like organization for me has always been a struggle,
yeah.
right? So instead yeah. I hire really organized people around me.
Totally.
But if I don't change my discipline, I'm still going to be the problem.
Same thing.
So I love checklist, system, organization, process. So that person's going to get benefit. Should they bring their assistant if they have one?
Absolutely.
It Why? Will,
because they are coming from that point. They're looking at it from a different point of view than you are.
Yeah.
And they can improve, and getting them bought in on what's happening so that they can add their two cents, understand what's happening.
Yeah.
I would absolutely send them.
Yeah. You might even send your assistant and not.
That's what I was about ready to say, that maybe you're going to send
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
You know?
All right. So Jeff, I'm super excited about this. I know for the person that's watching this, look, this is a supply and demand issue.
Totally.
There's only going to be two.
Two events. I mean, with our clients, this to us yeah. is the next step. If you've been to Marketing Edge, if you've been to Sales Edge, this is the next step. So yeah. Tom, you know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. All of our great clients are going to dogpile on this thing and yep. sign up right away.
Yep.
Hey, if it's available, sign up because it will sell out.
Yeah, it will sell out. And look, again, the promise is, how do we get more organized? How do we, like, I'm an entrepreneur. I've raised, you know, I have two boys. I've got a wife. I got a lot of friends. Like, how do you have it all? Like, you just can't have it all. Winging it.
Right.
You know, rolling the dice every day, like knowing where you are, knowing where you're going, knowing what you got to do, knowing what the projects are, and then not having to reinvent the wheel. For me, like, I don't know why we didn't do this sooner, but I'm thrilled.
I keep thinking that there's a gap out there. There's nothing like this.
So it was like blueprint.
It was like blueprint. Yeah. And so many yep. people, you know, have asked. It's going to be even better.
It's going to be even better. Well, Jeff, thank you. And for my friend watching right now, thank you for watching this short introduction to Jeff and to what our promises are. And look, we look forward to helping you make 2020 your best year ever, starting with getting organized. See you soon.
Yep.
If you want more information about this episode, including my show notes, mentions, links, and everything else, make sure you visit tomferry.com/podcast. That's tomferry.com/podcast. Thanks again, and talk to you soon.